Today's word.
We are talking about the principle of gathering. The principle of gathering. And my subtitle is God Can Put Us Back Together Again. God can put us back together again. Because sometimes in life, we get broken. We get shattered. We go through difficulties. And we wonder whether we will be back to where we used to be. We wonder whether we will recover what has been lost. We wonder whether we will recover our joy, our happiness, our confidence in the Lord. I just came to assure you that God can put you together again. Amen. Somebody say, God can put us together again. And personalize it to yourself and say, God can put me together again. Amen. Well, I'm going to start my message today in a very unusual way. I normally start quoting a scripture, but I'm going to start not with a scripture, but with a popular nursery rhyme. And it's an old rhyme that has been recited for generations. Probably you recited it, your children have, your parents did, and maybe if your grandparents went to school, they also recited this rhyme. It's called Humpty Dumpty. Did you ever recite Humpty Dumpty? All right, and how many of you know the rhyme? Let's say it together. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. It's a very old rhyme that we started our nursery with. And it's a character called Humpty Dumpty. And normally in popular culture, Humpty Dumpty is presented as an egg human being with a face, with a leg, with arms, sometimes wearing a trouser. And the rhyme portrays Humpty Dumpty as a very delicate, fragile, weak person, just like an egg is. And he's sitting on a wall, that means he's cool. He's perching nicely, everything is going all. And then he has a great fall. Things go bad. And he cracks up into pieces. And the nursery rhyme says that he goes to the king's horses, goes to the king's men, and they couldn't put Humpty together again. You know, sometimes in life we feel like Humpty Dumpty. We also have a great fall. Sometimes you're sitting cool, you're minding your business, everything is going well, and you think life is a cruise. Everything will be nice. And then one day something hits you, and then you fall. And then things go awry. Everything just goes very bad. The rhyme says that Humpty Dumpty goes to the king's horses. I don't know why he thought that horses could help him. Because when you are broken up, horses couldn't help you. And then he goes to the king's men. And none of them could help him. The moral of the story is he didn't go to the king. He went to the king's horses, to the king's men, and they failed him. But he didn't go to the king. But I'm here to announce that there is a king, and his name is Jesus. And if you ever fall, and you have a great fall, his men may not help you, his horses may not help you, but the king himself can put you together again. We call him King Jesus, and he can put our lives together again. You know, because many times when we go through difficulty in life, we go to people, we go to systems, we go to structures. Sometimes we go to pastors or a prophet. Or we go to somebody who says he's in touch with God. Or we go to a specialist, or we go to a consultant, and we try to go to all these people and hope that they can fix us. And they do their personal best, but they can't put us together. If you've suffered in life, and you've gone through hands of people and none of them could fix you, the king will fix you. I said the king will fix you, and his name is Jesus. So now we move from good old Humpty Dumpty and we go to the scriptures. And you go with me to what happens to us when we get broken. What happens to us when we get broken? What does God do when we get broken? One of the things I've come to notice is that in life, when you have a great fall, that is when people feel anointed to kick you. When you are down, you'll be surprised those who will kick you, spit on you, make your life miserable. Because somehow, when people find you weak or things have gone wrong with you, they never think that they should come around to encourage you. That's when best friends will let you down. That's when people who have meant you for a long time will add to your injury. That's when you're going to find people trying to make your life miserable. But that is not God's attitude to us when we have a great fall. When we are like Humpty Dumpty and we have a great fall, God does not treat us as people treat us. So we're going to look first at what God does not do when we are broken, when we are wounded, when life is hard, when we've made a big mistake. What God does not do. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 3. And it's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and his ministry. He says, a bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. A bruised reed he will not break. A reed is very fragile, if you know what a reed is. It's not like a big stick. It's very fragile, it's weak. And when a reed is bruised, the most logical thing you want to do is to cut it off. It's like if you're tending your roses, those of you who do gardening, you're tending your roses and you go to your nice rose plant or whatever plant, maybe orchids or whatever you're dealing with, and you find that some of the leaves have become weak. Your normal response is that you're going to cut it off. So human beings, when people are weak, when people are fragile, our normal response is cut them off. It's like somebody, a friend of yours who has a lot of problem and they're overwhelmed by life, and anytime they come to you, they talk and talk and talk and talk and just make your life miserable. They sit in your house and they never leave. And when you want them to go and sleep, they don't leave. And after some time, you just get tired of them. And you want to just cut them off. They are bruised. They are a bruised reed. And all we want to do is to say, listen, I don't have time to carry your burden with you. But that is not God's attitude. He says, a bruised reed, he will not break. God does not cut off the broken. God does not cut off the broken. Human beings will, because when you are not productive, you're going to be cut off. They're going to dispose of you. When you are tired and you're overwhelmed, your best friends will abandon you. And some of you have become bruised reeds in other people's lives. Now nobody answers your call. They see you one way, they go another way. Even when they see you in church, they turn and go the other way. Because you become a bruised reed. But that's not God's response. And don't ever think that because the king's men and the king's horses can't fix you, that God cannot also fix you. Don't ever think that because your best friend abandoned you or somebody you trusted abandoned you, that God would also abandon you, because God is not a man. He's not a man. People cannot stand you, but God can stand you. A bruised reed he will not break. And then he says, a burning wick he will not cut off.
He would not snuff off a burning wick, a burning fire that is smoldering, that has lost its fire. God will not quench. A smoking flask, he will not quench. The flax in the days of the Old Testament is like our wick today. And the passage is talking about a smoking flax. What is a smoking flax? It's like when you have a candle. It has a wick. And there is a flame on it. And you've noticed that when the fire goes off the wick of the candle, it begins to smoke, gets into smoky. And that's what God is saying. He says, when the fire is off and all we have is smoke, God will not cut you off. He will not extinguish our hopes. Why? Because so far as there is a little smoke coming out from the wick, God still can bring the fire back. God is not in the business of taking us completely away. He does not extinguish our hope. So yes, life can hit you bad. Yes, you can get broken. Yes, you can get wounded. Sometimes you feel like all hope is lost. I've lost everything. I can't even see the future. But God says even the little thing that is left there, he can still work with it. He will not extinguish your hope. Because life is going to sometimes deal you a very bad hand. Life can be brutal. I don't know about you, but life can be very brutal. Unexpectedly, it's going to hit you. But he says he will not break you, and he will not extinguish your hope. I think Humpty Dumpty should have gone to God. The problem is, you know, sometimes when you hear too much criticism, people speak so much evil against you. Somehow in your mind, it messes up your mind, and you think that's what everybody thinks about you. If you are a woman and your husband says you're not beautiful, look at you and describes you in the worst way, somehow it gets into your head and you think that's what God thinks about you. If you are a man and your wife just beats you up, who are you? You think you're a man and you can't do this and you can't do that and all of that. And somehow it gets into your head and you think that's how God thinks about me. But God doesn't think about you the way people think about you. If the reed is bruised, he will not break it. If the flax is smoking, he will not quench it. If all you have is a tiny hope of deliverance, he will not quench your hope. If all you have is, I believe one day it will be well for me, God is not going to quench that hope because he's interested in bringing you back to the place he has appointed you to be. And people's view does not represent God's view. You need to hear that. Because sometimes we hear people's view for so long, we think that's God's view. We think, and sometimes even we ourselves think there's no hope for us. And we think because we have lost hope, God has also lost hope. But whilst we remain faithless, he remains faithful. God will do more than what you can think or ask about. He doesn't break us, and he doesn't quench our hope. So if he doesn't do that, what does God do? Psalm 147, verse 2 and 3. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted, binds up their wounds. Three things God does. One, he builds up. When we are broken down, he builds us up.
Even when people have failed and you have failed terribly, he still wants to build you up. Secondly, he gathers together. He gathers the outcast. And thirdly, he binds up and he heals.
I don't know where you are in your life, but God wants to build you up. I don't know what is scattered in your life, but God wants to gather it. I don't know what is wounded in your life, but God wants to heal you. He wants to bind it together. Now, you may not even believe that about yourself, but that's what God believes about you. You may not think there is hope for you, but God believes there is hope for you. And truly, there is hope for you. There is hope for your future. There is hope that things will get better. And somebody will say, Pastor, you mean in this Ghana? If everything we believe is based on Ghana, what a miserable people we'll have. If our hope is based on what is available in Ghana or what is available in Africa, what a miserable people we'll be. The king's men and the king's horses cannot fix us, but the king can fix us. Yes, there is hope, even in this Ghana, even in Nigeria, in Togo, in Burkina Faso, in Niger, in Mali. Can you imagine if you lived in Mali, what your life would be? Or you live in Burkina, or you live in Niger, and there's coups taking place, and you don't know where your future is, and you are a young person with great ambition. Can you imagine what it would be for such a person? But God says, no matter where you live, no matter what your situation is, he is able to build you up, he is able to gather you, he is able to bind up. Because your past will not determine your future. You're going to make it. And you're going to make it big. You're going to make it big. You'll not be a disappointment. You'll not be a shame. You'll not be a reproach. You will not look back at your life and say, what a wasted life. By the time you look back at your life, you would say, what a great God I serve. See what the Lord has done. See his handiwork in my life. Because God will gather you, God will bind you, God will build you. And if you are a Humpty Dumpty and you had a great fall and nobody could fix you, God says, I can build you up, I can gather you, and I can bind you together. Men may not do it, systems cannot do it, but the king can do it. Somebody say, God is going to fix me. Say it with confidence. Say, God is going to fix me. God is going to fix me. He's going to fix it for me. He's going to put it together for me. I fell, everything scattered, but he's going to gather it together. I'm not going to end on the floor, scattered, broken, wounded, unhealed. I'm going to rise. I'm going to get back on my wall. I'm going to sit on the wall again. I'm going to prosper. Because the king can fix me. The king can fix me. And I believe deep inside my heart but that you are entering a new season in your life. You are entering a season in your life of fixing, of God putting things together for you. It's coming back together. I said, it's coming back together. It's coming back together. The pieces are coming back together.